There's a realization that goes hand in hand with anything you could ever want. And it's that nothing in life is simply deserved. Success has never been about entitlement or what you feel is owed to you. It's about what you take. See, every cause has an effect. Every journey has its milestones, and every victory has a beginning. This is the Resilience Podcast 600. And I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Friday, May 12th. Since I brought up entitlement, I'm going to dig into that further in this episode. I want to share this piece that author Cynthia Ocelli penned over a decade ago. It has become my anthem, my personal and private sermon that I give myself when I get in a funk. And boy, does it scream, "You are a work in progress. Stay the course. Don't give up." Here's what she writes. "We live in a culture that barrages us with images of a life that all smart, attractive, successful, or otherwise good people are entitled to live. It's a life of wealth, great sex, physical beauty, perfect careers, adoring relationships, great health, abundant comfort, and lots of blissful photos online to prove it. And because of this, entitlement runs rampant. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having any or all of these things, and I've devoted a great deal of my life to creating them for myself and helping others do the same. The problem isn't in the things, it's in our sense that life owes them to us. And that there's something wrong if we don't have them all and just the way we want. Life doesn't owe anyone anything. Most adults and the overwhelming majority of today's children and teens feel entitled to having everything they're taught to want. As a result, when they have a bad experience, lose a person, or possession that they value, fail to get the award, the gift, or position, or even just have to do something less than fun, they feel slighted, victimized by life. They compare themselves to others who haven't had or are not having the same negative experiences, ignorant of the possibility that others' experiences might be far worse, and blame life for being so unfair with them. Because of this, anger and a poor me pity party ensues, and the structure for a miserable existence is reinforced. It repeats without end. As a result, the victim persona is strengthened and validated. And here's the truth. Life doesn't owe you anything. Count your blessings. It doesn't owe you perfect or even good parents, but you deserve them. Life doesn't owe you health, happiness, abundance, success, comfort, or immunity from pain and problems, but you're worthy of them. It doesn't owe you a job, a house, a bed, or a single meal, but those who can help bear a responsibility to do so. No one owes you kindness, love, recognition, empathy, apologies, or understanding, but I wish they'd give them to you. Your family owes you nothing, and I hope they fill you with love. Your government owes you decency, equality, and safety, and we must pull together to bring this to reality for all people. I know, it stings, but it's the truth. And in all truth lies a treasure. The gift in acknowledging and accepting that life owes you nothing is that you realize that every single thing you have is a blessing. Life owes you nothing, and yet look at all that you've been given. Blessings rain upon you at every moment if you're willing to open your eyes and see. the bed you sleep in, the shoes you walk in, the spoon you eat from, the people, pets who adore you, the money that you receive, the beauty you glimpse, the sweetness that sways your heart. They're all blessings. Your life is overflowing with treasures. There is not enough time in a day to count them all, but count at least 10 of them each day. Recognize the truth about your own existence. Above all, your cup is not half empty. It's overflowing, and you weren't entitled to have anything inside of it. In teaching this to my son, so he can learn a valuable life lesson and he can teach it to his own children one day, is one of my proudest acts as a father. I know that this correction of perception will serve and propel them forward throughout their lives. It will do this for you too. Each moment you have with your child is a blessing and a miracle. And then they grow up and move away and become their own person and figure out who they are and get hurt and need your shoulder to cry on, but then don't need you anymore. And so in the end, fatherhood is being there until they don't need you to be there, until they do again. And it's not a thankless task, because they will thank you every day with their love, their presence, their smiles. And I think to myself, my dear Stefan, what a blessing it is to be your dad. I'm very proud of you, and I love you forever.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now, and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.